Charge. Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. As always, I'm excited that we're connected for this time of fellowship in the word and prayer. And today we're going to continue our Word of Inspiration series, which is entitled The Vine Connection. The Vine Connection. However, today I want to add a subtopic, which is entitled How's Your Connection? How's your connection? And our scripture that we've been focusing on for the past few weeks is found in John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 17, where it talks about the vine and the branches. And we're going to focus on verse 7 on today. But while you're looking at that scripture, while you're turning to that scripture, whether with your Bible, whether on a Bible app, let us pray over today's word. Father, we thank you. And as always, we give you praise. We honor you, God, for being such a gracious and kind and loving and forgiving and such a giving God. We say thank you. Thank you, God, that you have allowed us to experience this day that you have made. And we rejoice in what you've allowed us to see. We say thank you. God, we thank you for this opportunity to hear your word and to seek your face. And we thank you for the word that you have given me on today. Father, I pray that you will use me and that you will speak through me, that you will give me clarity of speech and thought, and that you will open up not just the ears, but the hearts of those that are going to hear this word, that they will receive it, and not only receive it, that they will apply it to their lives. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. It's in the strong name of Jesus that we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we're going to look at verse 7, but before we look at verse 7, let's look really quickly at verse 1 through 6. Verse 1 through 6. Again, that's John, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 6, but our focus on today is verse 7. Starting at verse 1, and I'm reading from the New International Version, and it reads, I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. And we talked about how important it is that we allow God to prune us. The purpose for pruning is what is for growth. Then, if we look at the verse 3, it says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me. In other words, we need to abide in him, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Verse 5 says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So we understand how important it is for us to stay connected to the vine. If we remain in him, if we remain connected to him, we can do all things. If we remain connected to him, we can grow and we can become stronger. Now, let's look at verse 6. It says, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. Why? Because it's good for nothing. So we want to make sure that we remain in him, we stay connected to him so that we can continue to grow and so that we can be good for the Father. Now, our main focus on today is verse 7. The scripture I want to focus on is verse 7. Verse 7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. I'm going to read that again. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given unto you. I am so excited about today's word of inspiration because as I was preparing for today's word of inspiration, the Holy Spirit gave me what I considered a beautiful revelation. And that revelation is on the word sap. SAP. S as in Sam, A as in apple, P as in people. So, like the sap comes out of a tree. So, sap. All trees contain sap, not just maple trees. However, not all sap form trees are edible. So, just because a tree has a sap, it may not be edible. Some plants, like a cypress tree, are known for their medicinal features and other uses, but don't make sweet sap. So when the Holy Spirit gave this to me, I started digging into this and understanding and trying to understand tree sap. And I thought about this and I looked into it and I found some great revelation. But as I was thinking about tree sap, I thought about how a lot of people like to park their cars under a tree to try to keep the car cool, especially in the summertime. Does anybody do that? But if you notice when you park under a tree, you will find on your car or your windshield will be full of sap. And even when you try to put on your windshield wiper and you try to, what happened? It just smudges because it's sap. That sap, if it's left ignored on your car, it can really affect your what they call it, your clear coat on your car. And by affecting your clear coat on your car, it's going to discolor and stain your car. But let me go back to what the Holy Spirit gave me. What he showed me is that in my research, I found out that tree sap contains nutrients and minerals. This sticky liquid that runs through the tree and down through the branches to help generate energy while new buds are forming to especially during the springtime. Now, due to this, it's said that sugars are created, which feed back into the tree and acts as food for the tree during its growth. And the sugars have to get to other parts of the tree to help it to survive. And that's where the sap comes from. Its main task is to make sure that every organ is well fed and growing. Let me say it again. Its main task is to make sure that every organ is well fed and growing. That's the purpose for sap. And because the tree sap is largely water, the sap also serves to maintain what is called the turgor pressure. That's Turgor. Pressure. And what happens is that plant cells need that turgor pressure to maintain the sturdiness. This is what gives a plant the ability to grow and to stand tall. Think about when your plant needs watering. I don't have that green thumb, unfortunately, but I still have this peace lily that a family had given to me when my father passed away 4 years ago. It's not looking the best, but I'm hanging on to it. But I used to overwater it. And a friend of mine says, Velma, the way that you can watch to water that plant is it will talk to you. When it starts withering a little bit, that's when you go ahead and you begin to feed it. And the plants will let us know when it needs to be fed. Now, when the what am I trying to say? The sap and the water, it all helps to give the plant strength. When the concentration of the solids is higher outside the cell, the plant cell loses water and the plant wilts. And that's when it's time for us to water it. So during the growing season, water continually flows from the tree roots up through the leaves. And just like sap is needed for the trees to grow, guess what? We need the sap of Jesus to survive. This is what the Holy Spirit gave to me. We need the sap of Jesus to survive. What is the sap of Jesus? I want you to write this down. This is what was revealed to me. S stands for sanctified. S stands for sanctified, A stands for anointed, and P stands for power. So we need the sap of Jesus, the sanctified, anointed power of Jesus Christ in order for us to survive. How many of you have looked at verse 7 or even quoted verse 7? Again, I'm going to read it. It says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. How many of us have said only the B portion of that scripture, ask whatever you wish and it's going to be given to us. We even pray that, don't we? But it's important that we also include the portion of the scripture. I like what my pastor said some time ago when he was preaching from Genesis. He said, why play in puddle of truth when God has an ocean of truth? Why play in puddle of truth when God has an ocean of truth? In other words, get a full understanding of the word of God. There's so much more if we just study the word for what it is and not just for what we've heard or what we want it to be. Understand the word for what it really said. God has an ocean of truth. So as long as you remain in Jesus, you will what? You can ask what you will and it will be given unto you if it's the will of the Father. So I just want to remind you on today under verse 7, if you remain in me, if you remain in Jesus Christ, if you remain in me and my words remain in you. So you've got to stay connected and you've got to feed on his word. It's not enough just to stay connected, but you've got to feed on the word. And when you're feeding on the word, you're going to receive the sap. Thank you, God, the sanctified, anointed power of Jesus Christ. So we want to make sure that we stay connected to the vine. We want to make sure that we do not forget the sap. You need the sap of Jesus to survive. You need the sap of Jesus to survive. I'm going to say it again. We all need the sap of Jesus to survive. And you need to ask yourself the question daily, how's my connection with the Father? How's my connection with Jesus? Can Jesus call me friend? Hallelujah. Am I connected? How's my sap? Am I staying connected to him? Am I making sure that I have the sap of Jesus, the sanctified, anointed power of Jesus? This is today's word of inspiration. I do pray that it has inspired you. I pray that you want to make sure that you stay connected to the sap, the sanctified, anointed power, because when you stay connected, you will have the power to do what you need to do. You will have the power to stay connected. You will have the power because you have the sap of Jesus, the sanctified, anointed power of Jesus. This is the word of inspiration on today. And we're going to go at this time into prayer. We're going to transition into prayer. But as we transition to prayer, I want to encourage everyone just to take a moment just to be silent as you just silence your mind, as you silence your heart, and just allow God to minister to you just for a moment. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God, once again, we thank you. God, we love you. We worship you and we adore you and we honor you for who you are. You are the great and everlasting Father, and we thank you for this set time of corporate prayer. And we come to you, God, we come to you this afternoon to say thank you and to praise you and to honor you, oh God. God, you are the true and the living God. You are the great I am. You are the everlasting Father, God. Even David reminded us over in Psalms 145 how great you are. God, where he said, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Father, we say thank you because David says his greatness, no one can fathom. God, we can't fathom your greatness. One generation will commend your works to another, God. And we say thank you. They will tell of your mighty acts. And God, just like David said, God, we tell of your mighty acts. We tell of your greatness, oh God, because we realize that you have been good to us, God. We realize, oh God, that you have kept us and that you have provided for us and you have healed us and that you have turned things around for us and that you have been a blessing to each and every one of us. And Father, we say thank you. We honor you, oh God, for this set time, and we give you all the praise on today. But before we ask for anything in particular, God, we do ask for forgiveness of sins. God, if there's anything that we have said or anything that we have done that we should not have done that was not pleasing, oh God, before your ears or even before your eyes, we do ask, God, in the name of Jesus, that you forgive us in Jesus' name, God. God, we repent of our sins. We repent of our shortcomings because, God, we want to stand, oh God, before you, oh God, clean and whole. Create within us a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within each and every one of us. Father, we thank you and we honor you. Now, God, I come before you, God, knowing that you are able. God, there is someone who may be on this line who has been seeking you concerning something, and they're wondering if you're able. But God, we know that you are able. God, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power that works in us. God, you are able. Why? Because you are a mighty God. You're an understanding and infinite God. God, we are your children, and we say thank you on today. God, you are able. You are able to heal the sick. You are able to meet the needs of your people. You are able to turn things around. Thank you, God. You are able to give us wisdom. You are able to save the sin-sick souls. God, we say thank you because we know that you are able. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. God, you are able to keep us in perfect peace as we keep our minds on you. God, you are able to do what man cannot do. God, you are able to bring breakthrough in our lives. God, thank you. God, you are able to help in the most difficult of circumstances. God, we say thank you. You are able. Even Jennifer, God, just shared her testimony, and you showed her, God, and her family that you are able to bring them through the most difficult circumstances. God, we know that you are able. There may be someone who was on this line, oh God, that has tried everything and may even think that their situation will never turn around. But God, you have proven to be a God of a breakthrough. You have proven to be a God that can do whatever we need you to do. You have proven to be that God. And we know, God, our history with you. So Father, we say thank you. We thank you that you are able. Now, God, we come before you on today, asking, oh God, that you will walk with us, oh God, as we go, oh God, throughout this weekend, oh God, that you will guide our hands and that we will stay connected to the vine, and that we will, oh God, make sure that we have the sap, God, connected to us. God, the sanctified, anointed power of Jesus Christ. God, we say thank you. We want to make sure that the sap, oh God, is pouring through us. The sanctified, anointed power of Jesus Christ is flowing through us, God. We open up ourselves to stay connected to you so that you, oh God, can show us what we need to do. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you for what you have and what you're going to do. We thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. We thank you for all that you continue to do. We thank you for every open door that you have blessed us with. We thank you, oh God, for everyone, oh God, for every employee, oh God. We thank you that we are growing, God. It's because of you, oh God. It's of your grace and of your mercy and your favor. And God, we don't take it for granted. God, I say thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for Pierce Insurance. I thank you for the ethics, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for how they are and how they do business, God. I thank you, oh God, for their purity of heart, God, and mind, oh God. I pray that you will continue to use them, oh God, as they surrender to you, oh God. I pray, oh God, for every employee, oh God, as we stay connected to Pierce, oh God, that you will use us, oh God, to do great things, oh God. God, for you and for Pierce Insurance, I thank you for the favor that you have given each and every one of us, God. I thank you, oh God, for every insured, oh God, every company, oh God, that is insured through Pierce Insurance Company, God. I thank you and I praise you. Bless them, oh God. Bless their employees, oh God. Meet their needs, Father. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Now, God, even as we leave, oh God, on today, as we separate, we ask that your presence will always be with us until we come back together again. And Father, bless everyone who is connected on this call. And for anyone who may be listening to the replay, whatever their need is on today, I pray that you will meet their need, because you are the God that shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So whatever the need may be, oh God, I pray that you will supply it, God. Let them have the faith, even if they can't see it. May they hold on to you, oh God, and trust, oh God, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think, and that you will answer their prayer as long as it's in your will, Father. Father, we thank you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.